One obstacle of healthcare reform has been political will. Now there's the added barrier of a poor economy. AFL-CIO Director David Newby contends that universal care could actually strengthen the economy by boosting the global competitiveness of business buckling under high premiums.
So even though the challenge is going to be greater given our fiscal crisis, this is not impossible. It can be done.
The nation's largest healthcare union, Service Employees International, supports the reforms of Barack Obama, which include maintaining the current employer-based system. John McCain proposes individual tax incentives to prompt consumers to shop around for health insurance, not rely on their employer. Mark Jefferson from the Republican Party of Wisconsin says if more health care costs are made available, that will be possible.
If consumers have choices, if consumers are empowered in the healthcare system, the costs will inevitably come down.
Obama supporters contend that consumers don't want to shop for health insurance, which they say is not regulated in Wisconsin as strongly as it could be for the consumer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.